This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The list of frustrations most people have with the American healthcare system is long. Costs overall and out-of-pocket in particular. Finding and getting an appointment with a doctor you like. And do not get me started on insurance. Opaque at best, Byzantine at worst. And that's even before I tell you about something called a copay accumulator. This is one of those stories where you're going to need a little background. Oregon Public Broadcasting's Lillian Karabek has it.
Copay accumulators are complicated. If understanding a deductible is college-level healthcare speak, understanding copay accumulators is PhD level. So I called up someone with a PhD, Stacy Dusetsina, a professor at Vanderbilt University School of Medicine, to help explain how we got here.
This is an arms race between drug manufacturers and plans, and they keep trying to one-up each other in this fight. It's almost like, you know, watching divorced parents fight.
If this is an arms race, the people caught in the middle are patients. Many end up surprised by copays, sometimes in the thousands of dollars. More on that in a second. But let's start with really high drug costs. Take Humira, a common medication for autoimmune disorders like Crohn's disease. Sticker price, $7,000 a month. Most patients don't pay that, thanks to help from the drug companies.
So if you are watching a television commercial for a drug and it says you can get this drug for as low as $10, that's through a copay assistance program.
But drug makers aren't just trying to be nice. Copay assistance is good business.
So this is a really smart way for a company to get you to use their branded drug instead of a competitor's drug.
Patients get a special debit card to pay their drug copays, but also their deductible. The idea is that after they hit their deductible with drug company money, insurance will start picking up the tab from there. For some drugs, that might be hundreds of thousands of dollars a year.
The insurer is ultimately going to foot the difference.
That's Limor Daphne, an economics professor at Harvard Business School. She looked at drug prices and found copay assistance
leads to higher prices of about 8 percentage points.
Which is why health insurers went, wait a minute, this isn't good for us. Insurers have been asking legislators to lower drug prices. But in the meantime, they came up with a counter move. Enter copay accumulators. When insurance stops counting drug company money financial assistance towards a patient's deductible. That's what happened to Jerrica Code in Granite Bay, California. Her 17-year-old daughter, Macy, had been taking Humira since she was 14 months old to treat severe juvenile arthritis. The drug had always cost $5 a month, thanks to copay assistance. But in the fall of 2021, that changed. When Code called her monthly refill in,
on the phone, they told me that my co-insurance was somewhere around $1,600, which threw me for a big loop.
It turned out her plan had a new copay accumulator policy. The insurance drained tens of thousands of dollars from the Humira debit card until it was exhausted, and then came back to Code for her deductible. So she suddenly owed $1,600 instead of the $5 she was used to.
It felt like the rug was pulled out from under me.
Code ended up scraping together the $1,600 copay so her daughter didn't miss a dose and set back her recovery.
My fear is I won't be able to afford my daughter's medication.
It used to be that copay accumulators were the exception. Now they're the norm. By 2020, 83% of people with commercial health insurance had copay accumulators. And patients like Macy Code are the rope in a game of tug of war between insurance and manufacturers.
It felt like it was on the backs of the patient, on the back of my daughter,
who, she says, really needs her medication. In Portland, Oregon, I'm Lillian Karabek for Marketplace.